Dictation for robbery and hit. ROBREENHICKS. Robbery and Hicks, date of birth is 2/26/93, date of accident 3/17/2021, date of birth, date of service is 7/21/2022. The patient is here reporting various issues. Initially, she was injured in an automobile accident that occurred on 3/17/2021 as a front seat passenger, where she was collided front right side frontal collision and also tail end, leading to headaches, dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nausea associated with severe pain in the neck, both shoulders, lower back, and both hips. And the pains had continued for a while, and the patient has been obtaining various treatments, especially from, she has been to Henry Ford Hospital several times. Her neurologist exists there. She's also incidentally on Eliquis for a blood clot problem. She suffered from a hematoma in the left chest and left abdomen, which is still present and is healing. She injured her left ribs, lower ribs, which are quite painful without any major fracture. She also injured her shoulder and neck and the lower back. The pain level is reported to be 7.5 for the neck and 8 for the lower back. Her range of her pain in the both shoulders is around 7.5, but she can raise her arms up to 180 degrees in abduction without any trouble. She's also taking Risperdal, Zoloft, and she's feeling the same and very stiff, tight, and she feels that her pain is not going away. She's seeing a chiropractor and also physical therapist, and she has had many MRIs done. She has an issue with the breathing, shortness of breath due to the blood clot to the lung, for which various MRIs and testing were done. She's still short of breath, and headaches are present twice a month, much less often. Only 1 or 2 hours they are lasting. Not sensitive to light, and they're only 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, not very much. Her pain level usually is overall 7 to 8, with 80% improvement in the pain level with the various treatment. It has been more than a year and a half while she was injured. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8, general activity and walking ability 7. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from headaches which are less frequent, less severe, but there is also dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and the shoulder stiffness bilaterally, as well as pain in both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back. And difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, or stomach pain. There is no blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no difficulty. In the respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing and shortness of breath, but patient denies any asthma trouble in the chest pain or coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports pain has remained the same around 8. And medical history, there is a extreme shortness of breath and a blood clot in the lung, for which she has been seen at the hospital. She's on Eliquis right now at Henry Ford Hospital. She's also seeing a neurologist there, and physical therapy is continuing there. However, there's no recent hospitalization in the last 30 days, no weight loss, no other trauma, current pain medication or Tylenol or Robaxin. Substance abuse patient is utilizing alcohol and marijuana and nicotine for help with the further pain. And she reports compliance, full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 111/72, pulse is 53, pulse ox is 97. Rest of the physical examination is same from a previous visit of 4/13/2022, dictation number 0419-038, along with the diagnosis and plan of care is as follows. The patient has had a should continue her treatment with her primary care neurologist and all the specialists that she has at the Henry Ford Hospital, including pulmonary physician. She has been advised that she needs to discuss with her primary care physician and specialist around Eliquis. Whenever it can be discontinued, we could give her LESI injection, but it has to be discontinued for more than a week. So there is a medical legal issue here. Otherwise, she's provided the following medication, which are meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day, and Celebrex twice a day, 7.5. She's provided with Tramadol ER, 100 milligram daily, and Voltaren gel and Imitrex tablets are provided. In addition, patient is provided with a prescription for Tylenol codeine number 3 for pain every 12 hours, 60 tablets, and she's provided Furoset every 1 to 2 for PRN for headaches. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance and stable condition. Physical therapy will continue once a week. Since she's at the end of recovery, no more recovery can happen. She's advised about chiropractor, acupuncture, home exercise plan that patient understands. The patient is fairly stable. She is improving. Her range of motion of the shoulder are 180, which is quite satisfactory. At this time, no other intervention is needed. Regarding the MRIs, they were discussed at great length, and we'll obtain the records from the Henry Ford Hospital and see her in a month's time. Whenever her Eliquis can be discontinued, we'll be resuming her LESI at that time. End of dictation. Thank you.